Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Wanted to talk a little bit about two different topics, and they're really kind of not related in any way this morning. So, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was testifying before Congress yesterday. And a lot of questions were asked because a lot of Democrats now are saying and trying to label the IDF, the military arm of the Israeli government, the Israeli Defense Forces, as participating in war crimes and the possibility of their acts being genocidal. And even Elizabeth Warren the other day said that international officials could determine that the war in Gaza legally constitutes genocide. So based on that, a number of members of the panel, congressional panel that he was testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, asked the question, do we have, what's going on there? Do you see evidence of genocide? And I have to say, to his credit, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said, we don't have any evidence of genocide being committed by Israel in Gaza. Which was very interesting. They also asked him the question as to whether or not he would be willing to label the attack on October 7th on the Israelis as being genocide. However, he would not go that far. He called it a horrific terrorist act and said it is certainly a war crime. Now, obviously, we are in a very tenuous position right now. The Democrats are getting pressure from all angles about trying to stifle, punish the Israelis for what they are doing in Gaza and how they're going about fighting this urban warfare, one of the most difficult types of warfare there is, especially in light of the fact that Hamas is using Palestinian citizens as shields, hospitals, other important infrastructure as shields for them because they're just willing to sacrifice the Palestinian population. And there are those that believe that the Israelis should just lay down their arms and let this craziness continue over there from the river to the sea, the fact that they want all Israelis dead. And now in this country, we are having rallies where pro-Palestinian rallies that are actually advocating death to Americans and death to Israelis. And that now we are the bad people. We are the bad people because we're supporting our ally in the region that has been there through thick and thin with us. And that we're now the bad people because they decided to support a group of people to run their government in Gaza who decided to go and kill Israelis on October 7th and have been repeatedly bombing Israel over the last 10 to 15 years, so much so they had to create a defense system called the Iron Curtain in order to minimize the amount of times that they were going to have to get aggressive in their response. And now we are the bad people. Death to America. America is a horrible country for standing side by side with the Israelis. And it's interesting because now we're getting mixed messaging out of this Biden, out of the Biden administration. They don't really know where they want to end up on this issue. They're not clear. And the reason they're not clear is they're licking the proverbial index finger and putting it up in the air to see which way the winds are blowing. And it's amazing to me that as politically savvy as they are, that they're very naive when it comes to this issue. Our international policy, international diplomacy, should not be based on the winds and the political whims of individuals. That's why we've been in so much deep it for a long, long time in this country. Are you always guaranteed pretty outcomes? Absolutely not. That's not how this works. Are you absolutely going to please the majority of the people each and every time? Not happening. Not happening. Not at all. Should we listen to every U.S. Senator, U.S. House member on this issue? No. Because we never know what's actually motivating these folks day in and day out as to where they're going to be on this issue. The reason Gaza is in the position that it's in today is should solely be borne by Gazans. They are the ones that continue to contribute and motivate the plight that they find themselves in today. And to this day, when you look at the polling in Gaza, they still maintain from the river to the sea, the vast majority of them still believe that the acts committed on October 7th were justified, and they still want death to Israelis. And the rest of the Western world wants the Israelis to sit down and negotiate a deal with these people. Really? How's that going to work out? They still want you to die, but we want them to sit at the negotiating table with the Palestinians in Gaza. They still believe that you are a colonial authority, that you robbed that land from them, and that there's no history of you being ever settled in that area, and you have no right, entitlement, otherwise, to any of it, and that it purely belongs to the Palestinians. Hell, it's called Palestine. But do we know why? Most people don't. Do your research. Go figure it out. And we continue down this path in this country of kowtowing to these individuals. It's going to be interesting to see. In fact, just the other day, they went into the Senate lunchroom and started protests there as to whether or not this administration is going to take a serious stance against these people and actually prosecute them. I can't wait to see how quick we get there. In fact, we still haven't decided whether or not we're going to prosecute the individual who threatened Brett Kavanaugh, one of the Supreme Court justices. Pretty clear. Guy showed up at his house, armed to the hilt, told everybody what he wanted to do, and yet we haven't moved that through the system at all. How does this work? And is there going to be a stream of accountability when we have the pro-Palestinian rallies completely and totally disrupting our way of life here in the United States? And in fact, calling for our death. They have every right to say that. I understand that. I'm not saying that we should stymie that. But we should look with a caution, with an eye of caution as to every singular criminal conduct that they exhibit. They should be punished. They should be arrested. And we should prosecute each and every one of them, because we should not stand by and let them trample on this country day in and day out by engaging in criminal conduct and just sit back and say, oh, well, everything's hunky-dory. They have a reason to have these rallies. Yeah, they may fully believe they have a legitimate reason for it, but they don't have a legitimate reason to disrupt our way of life. And it's going to be interesting to see what our response is going to be across this country. I have been encouraged that a number of universities have actually arrested students that are doing so, arrested students that have put their hands on university officials that have stood in the way, violated the student policy, actually expelled, suspended, and placed students on probation. That we're not going to tolerate this behavior that you decide to engage in to completely and totally disrupt the atmosphere of learning on our universities. Not unlike the problems that we have from a disciplinary perspective in schools across America, it only takes a few bad apples to disrupt the whole learning environment for everyone else. You do so according to the rules. You protest according to the rules, no problem. But that's not enough for them. In fact, damn the torpedoes. The reality is that they have to go even further because they believe that they are justified in doing so. Do you? We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.